Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
And good evening, everybody. Welcome to the program. I'm your host for this hour, Angelina Diana, a proud volunteer of the Forever Family Foundation and a certified medium. So happy you can join us this evening. We have some great things for this hour. The wonderful thing that you are going to be able to look forward to is one of our certified mediums, Siri, will be with us. She's a fabulous, wonderful, heartwarming, healing, evidential medium. Always love having her on the program, so she'll be joining us shortly. But before we actually get to the readings this night, I do want to thank everyone who attended the San Diego conference last weekend. I was so honored to be a part of that and honored to connect with your loved ones on the other side. And it was really a fantastic weekend. Even the additions of the conference, which was Medium Monday, we had a wonderful opportunity to work with other certified mediums from the Forever Family Foundation and other speakers to really bring about some awareness about really where the state of mediumship is today, and to help those that either want to learn to connect because they had a loss, those that think they're mediums, or those that are working mediums. And it was really an honor to be a part of that. And I want to thank everyone who attended that weekend. And if you'd like to be part of other programs at the Forever Family, this wonderful not-for-profit, the other programs that they offer, you can go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and check that out. I just want to name a few things that are coming up shortly on the calendar. And it's really kind of a special year here, because of the growth that I'm seeing. There's some wonderful things that have really germinated in a way that feels very healing and wonderful to see. And I think one of those events is the Holidays Past event. I remember when this program started off in 2005, and we were doing one a year, and then it grew to two a year. And now we're up to five this year, different locations around the United States. We are reuniting you with your loved ones. And you know, the holidays are such a difficult time, and sometimes it's hard to have that celebrating spirit when you've had a loss. And what the Forever Family Foundation has done with their certified mediumship program is giving some of those mediums an opportunity to connect you with your loved ones. And if you go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org, you'll see the information there. The events are taking place this year, December 7th in Boston, in Natick. And it's actually by the lovely Siri, who will be joining us this hour. So you'll be able to hear her mediumship and her connections this evening. But she will be there at 7 o'clock in the evening at the Hampton Inn in Boston, Natick, December 7th. The other areas are, in New York, Oceanside, New York, there'll be a small group setting, a very intimate setting this year, on December 13th, and Bobby Allison will be the medium for Holidays Past. Returning by popular demand in Pompton Lakes, New Jersey, is Janet Nohavik, a wonderfully, all of the mediums, they're just absolutely evidential and wonderful, and Janet Nohavik will be offering connections at the Journey Within, which is in Pompton Lakes, New Jersey, and that's on December 14th at 7 p.m. I have a wonderful honor of doing a Holidays Past event this evening as well. It's in a new area in a new town in Connecticut. It's in South Windsor, Connecticut. It's the first time we've held the event. It's a new place for us. It's it's at Revolutions. It's a wonderful area where we can get together, and I feel really honored to be able to connect spirit for you that evening. It's at 7 p.m. on December 21st. Pardon me. And the last area is in Fort Myers. It's the first time we're bringing this event to Florida. Very exciting, with Amy Utzman on December 21st. And that, again, starts at 7 p.m. at the Holiday Inn in Fort Myers Airport. There may be another one, actually, but I really can't tell you about it. There might be a surprise announcement. So there might be six areas that we're doing it in, but it hasn't been confirmed, but I'm just going to whet your appetite a little bit on that one. But if you do go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org, all the information is there, and we would certainly love to be able to provide you with healing messages and connections for you. So if you'd like more information on that, again, go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Another thing we've been doing every year, which actually helps out the foundation, which helps us bring you more programs like Holidays Past. We have a Holidays Past raffle this year. The drawing will be held on December 23rd. There are five mediums that are participating, donating readings to help raise money, but also giving you an opportunity to win an hour phone reading. I believe Dave Campbell, Eliza Ray, Nancy Marlowe, Tracy Lee Nash, and Catherine Nadal will be offering their services. It's a chance to win, and you can purchase just one $5 chance and be in the running until all five mediumship readings are given away. Again, for more information, go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org. What we're going to do now is take a break, and when we come back from our commercial break, we will be joined by the lovely Siri, and we're going to talk a little bit about the Holidays Past event and take your phone calls and connect you to your loved ones on the other side. You're listening to Mediums and Messages. We'll be right back.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, the AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANSC. Their new website is atransc.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's Hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you could find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
And welcome back to the program. I'm your host for the hour, Angelina Diana, and I'm really excited and happy to welcome Siri to the program this evening. Good evening, Siri. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, Angelina?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for being a guest medium again on the program. We really enjoy having you on.
Thank you. And I also would like to say happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that. It was really a very interesting birthday. It always is, because my sister and I were born a year apart exactly. So it's really, exactly 1 year to the day. I think they call that in America Irish twins or something like that. Every time for my birthday, I get to go out and get a gift. And it's really a beautiful thing, you know. It's my mother always told me that the best gift she ever gave me for my birthday was my sister. So it was like, you know, it's really a very beautiful day. So thank you for acknowledging another year for me.
Well,
so
my birthday was 2 days after yours.
Oh, really? Now, don't I feel horrible? Yeah. I didn't know that. Happy birthday to you! Wow. So got two Scorpios going on over here, huh? Yes. Wow,
yeah, you're on the 16th. Yep, and I'm on the 18th.
16th wow, and 18th. Isn't that something? Yep. Well, how cool! I feel even closer to you now.
they always say that Scorpios are some of the most psychic signs. It's one of the most psychic signs of the zodiac. That's what I've heard so many times.
Really, isn't that interesting? I wonder why that is. Do you have any thoughts on why that might be? Do you know anything about astrology?
I know very little. I do know that, for instance, that water signs tend to be more, the water signs that tend to be a little bit more psychic, they say. But then there's so many different aspects of the chart. And then also I know that Neptune, when you have Scorpio and Neptune, that is apparently the most psychic, the psychic part of the zodiac, you know. So if you're born with Scorpio and Neptune, then most likely you have a very, just a strong psychic ability.
That's very interesting. I think I have the same feelings you do when it comes to, like, understanding other modalities. I think you and I, and please correct me if I'm wrong, we spend so much time fascinated and working on our abilities for mediumship. I can't even imagine delving into the world of astrology. You know, it's like another modality. It seems like it would be too, for me anyway, too much to comprehend. I want to keep my head with mediumship, you know?
Yeah. For me, I agree with you. For me, it's a little bit too complex for me because it takes years to study. So I know just a little bit here and there, because it's been explained to me. And then, I tend to stick with the mediumship because that's what I love.
Yeah, same here. I feel the same way. And I think I speak for many people. We're very excited about you doing the Holidays Past event, which will be in Natick this year. Well, one of the events. Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you feel
I'm excited on to tell you the truth. I'm excited and I'm nervous, and I think it's good nervous because when the show starts. Well, I think it's for me. I have to be a little bit nervous because I can change the nerves to excitement, so it becomes a little bit more powerful. Yeah, so it's just energy that.
Well, I think you're one of the mediums that always stick in my mind is being very, very, very humbled by spirit. And I think being in the presence of spirit, you want to do a great job, you know. And I tell this story a lot, but I remember the first time I met you, it was for a Night of Mediums event for the Forever Family Foundation. I think there were about, I want to say, 8 or 9 mediums there. And they corral us all in one room before the event, you know, so that we don't have any exposure to any potential people we're reading. And everyone is talking and they're active. And here you come in the room with the headphones. And you have the headphones on and you're sitting in the corner. And I could see the peace on your face. And I'm going, now that is where we all should be right now. We should all be calm and peaceful and getting ourselves ready. That was my first time meeting you. I'll never forget that. It was really cool.
Well, in retrospect, I probably should not have been wearing the headphones, but that's just how I get into the space. I get into the space by listening to music, and I get into the zone.
It's great.
I get into the power.
I think it's wonderful.
That's my focus. My focus is really to truly connect with spirit. That's my focus.
It's beautiful. No, I think that's exactly where you should have been. I don't think there was any problem with you having the headphones on. I think it gave everyone a pause. It gave everyone a pause to say, hey, let's get ourselves in the zone here, kids. Mm-hmm. Look at that one, you know? Yeah. So I think it was a beautiful thing. But I know everyone is excited. Yeah. And again, just to remind, go online to foreverfamilyfoundation.org, December 7th, 7 p.m. at the Hampton Inn in Natick. I think about 3 years ago I did this event. They're a wonderful crowd, Siri, wonderful people that come out to these events, and you'll absolutely love it. So I hope you can join Siri on December 7th. And is there any kind of a topic or something on your mind that you'd like to share with us before we begin our first phone call?
Well, putting on the spot a little bit. Just really quickly, it's interesting. This year for me has been a very interesting year because for the first time in my life, I actually experienced grief myself. Mm-hmm. And I have learned, I've been doing this now for the last 12 years. And I have to say that in the 10 years prior to this year, I didn't quite understand what grief was. But I have to say this year, it really hit me hard. And now I can completely and absolutely empathize with or I can sympathize with people that have gone through grief. I know what they're feeling. And
I'm sorry, Siri.
It's just an unusual, unique, it's a feeling that you just don't want to be too friendly with, but you have to still walk through it. So when I sit with people these days, I am far more emotionally connected to them and to spirit than I was maybe 2 years ago. So it's an interesting shift that has happened in my work.
Yeah, that happened to me too after my mom passed in 2004.
Yeah.
You know, it's not that I think before you're not feeling or caring when you're reading someone, but I think it's because your physicality, I think there's a difference when you're preparing for a reading, like for instance, mm-hmm. with you and the headphones and you're separating your physical body and you're becoming the microphone for mm-hmm. spirit. But when you are physically removed from the world because you're grieving, I think mm-hmm. it puts you in a place where, at least for me, the way I delivered my mediumship, it shifted how I phrased and delivered mediumship to those that are grieving. I feel I was always a compassionate person, but you felt a common bond with the person you were reading. I don't know how else to put it.
I think there's a depth that comes with the compassion because I remember one of the first things that went through my mind, this was just about a year ago, one of the thoughts was, oh my God, I'm one of them, thinking about those that had lost their parents. And I found myself just sort of struck by it, that my heart was just absolutely, I have no words to describe it, but it was a hard year. And the depth of compassion has increased. Yeah, it's increased tremendously.
It goes somewhere else. I wish I could find the words too, but I know exactly what you're saying. I hadn't thought about that in quite a while. It did change for me. And the 10th anniversary of that is coming up for me and our family. And I think that's another thing, to talk about, the passage of time after losing someone. It seems mm-hmm. still like yesterday for me, but it'll be 10 years, and I think that's the impact of grief. Of grief and how time seems to stand still sometimes. You remember that person.
And this is also,
yeah.
And this is also, despite the fact that we are mediums, we are still mourning the ones that we knew here on the physical plane because they were physical. And even though they are in spirit, we can communicate with them. But it's just never going to be the same. It's just not going to be the same. But mediumship still brings us a little closer to the spirit. So that's good.
Absolutely. I can say from my viewpoint, even though everybody grieves differently, as you know, Siri, I know from my viewpoint in the 10 years that my mother has been on the other side, the communication with her has become richer in that as I learn to balance my grief, because I don't feel you ever heal from grief. I think you just balance it through the years. I say that every time I'm on the show because I think it's true. Grief stays with you, but you learn to put it in certain places. Some days you grieve hard and some days you feel a little lighter. And those days I made a decision. Actually, my mother showed me, I don't have the time to get into the story of how to start communicating with her. But it was a day that felt lighter and I heard her talking to me, and I was still trying to decide at that point, is it because I feel lighter or is it because mom knows that this is when I need to start to work on my communication with her, because it's too hard to do it when you're grieving. My mother was a great teacher, and I kind of think the latter is true. So I find that in the 10 years, when I can balance my grief and I honor my grief, I try to get it out of my system, and then I take a concerted effort to talk to my mom and ask her to walk with me, to go on this journey with me so that I can keep the energy connected as far as our relationship. And I find it's a richer experience versus maybe the first or 2 years where I would get signs from her or even internal communications, and it would just send me into another fit of grief because I missed her so much. You know, so I want to say to you and other people that are in that situation, everyone grieves differently, but there will hopefully come a day when you can balance your grief and you could become, you know, not only in your case, Siri, a wonderful professional medium, but also a personal spirit communicator with your loved ones on the other side. I do feel it does get richer, the experience. That's what I have found, and I hope that helps you. I hope that helps you.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry for your loss. Yeah. But thank you for sharing that, because I think that might help a lot of people that are listening. But I do know there's go ahead.
Yeah. This is also why I always say treasure the ones that you have in your life, treasure them now. Let them know that you love them. And because grief and grief can also happen through divorce, through loss, through death, through loss of a best friend. There are so many different ways that grief hits us, and this is why I always say, make sure you know the ones that you love, that you really do love them, you tell them, and you share it with them, you share the feeling of love,
Always, always. Now, I know there's a very anxious caller waiting to talk. I just have this sense about this caller. I'm just feeling like, stop talking and pick up the phone. That's what I feel like she's saying. So I'd like to welcome our first caller to the phone. To the program. This is Linda from Florida, and I think she's been waiting very patiently, but she's anxious. That's what I keep on sensing. Linda, welcome to Mediums and Messages. How are you this evening?
I'm fine, and yourself?
We're doing great. We want to thank you for joining us. We have Siri here as our guest medium. Do you have a question for her, or would you like a connection?
I would love a connection.
Okay. So the first thing that I'm actually aware of, I feel like I need to talk about three people that are around you. And I have to say that at some point in your life, I feel like there's a loss of a child or there's a loss of a teenage daughter. There's a loss of a teenage daughter because I feel like I need to talk about a younger female that is around you. But then besides that, I also feel that there's a man that is wanting to come through. And as I'm connecting with him, I feel that he has a very fatherly energy to him. I also know that he would have had darker hair. I feel that he would have been in his 50s when he passes, and I feel that I'm actually looking at someone that would have been just about 53, 55. And I need to connect to him also. I need to connect a J initial that to me would be a Jim or a similar name to that. And I feel also that he would have passed with a medical condition. I feel it may have been a heart attack. Do you understand anything that I'm saying to you right now?
No.
Okay.
Not really.
Okay, I'm going to connect with a man, though. I need to say to you, there's a man that is one that's come through for you. I know that he would have had darker hair. I also could get a sense that he would have been someone that would work with his hands. I know that he travels for his work, and I feel that I need to put him into a position of either knowing how to drive larger cars or trucks, because I feel that he knows how to... It's almost like I'm holding on to a CDL driver's license. You're not understanding any of that.
No.
Okay. I'm sensing too, though, as you're talking about that, is I'm connecting with that man too, and I think this man that passed quickly or before his time, I think it's on a different generation, but he's calling himself a father figure to her. That's what I'm sensing, and the there's like Siri, you still there?
Yep.
Okay, I think we just had a phenomenon there of some kind of a strange connection. But I'm wondering if we're connecting to the same man, Siri, because I'm smelling, when you were saying the mechanical thing, I was smelling grease. I got this like grease,
yes, and
like
I
work with my hands, yeah.
Yeah, and I also feel like he may have either he worked on cars or he worked around construction sites, because I feel like he also would have worn the jeans, and I know that he would have looked a little bit rugged, because I can feel him sort of being not always clean and having long work days. It's like the one that works in ditches, it's the one that works with dirt, it's the one that works on construction site or similar to that. Are you understanding
any
of that, Linda?
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Linda. What were you going to say?
Oh, I'm sorry. There was my ex-husband's a partner was a plumber, and he was electrocuted, young.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, when you think of an electrocution, it's like that same feeling of a heart attack. It's like a quick jolt.
Right.
Because it goes,
you know,
it goes to the top. Because what I was going to say to you, Linda, was I felt as though he had died on the construction site, or he had died at work, or he died outside of the home. I know that he was busy doing things when he worked or when he passed,
yes,
because I know that he's involved in his work when he passes.
Now, does the J connect to that? Because Siri had heard a J. How does the J connect
Jerome.
To that? There we go. So there's your validation.
Okay, Jerome, okay.
Yeah, because I was feeling that too.
Okay. Now, Linda, do you also yourself, would you also understand with you that either you work with healing or you believe in angels?
I believe in angels.
Okay, because I have to put the angels around you. And because of this reason also, I do feel like I need to say to you that there's a younger girl that is coming through that is kind of like standing by your side. I don't feel like she's your daughter, but I know that she's connected to you somehow. I feel that she would have been just about 16, maybe 17 years old when she passes. And I also am aware that in her life, she had a very hard life. Like, I get a sense that possibly that she would have had a family that it's almost like being in foster care or being in care, where my mother is not my mother, and I feel like there may have been some drinking with her own birth family. There's a sense of having a difficult childhood. Do you understand any of that, please?
That I don't understand, because I don't know anybody that died that young.
Okay. Are you involved in some sort of a religious or church or spiritual community, please?
Not really.
Okay. I still feel that I need to put you into a place where either you attend circles or you attend spiritual things or something about going into a place, and I'm going to stick to it. Either you go to a religious place, you go to a spiritual place, or something about going somewhere where you find connection with spirit. You say no to that.
Right. I say no.
Okay. Do you ever meditate?
Not really.
Okay.
I talk to my mother.
Huh?
I talk to my mother.
No, there's a different type of energy that I'm getting with it. I'm still going to put it in here because I'm also being shown that I have to connect you with someone who's living. I feel like I need to talk about a woman that is living. This woman would be possibly in her late 30s. But I feel that I know her from some sort of a religious or spiritual community. And I also do know that she is also someone that is, I'm being shown the S, either for Sylvia or for Sarah or for Sophia, because I'm just being shown the big S. And you're saying, actually, no to that.
No.
Okay, in your life, have you ever known people that have to go to rehab or have to go through some sort of a program where they have to...
Yes.
They have to... Okay, wonderful. Because I'm smelling alcohol, and I'm smelling as if... Or I feel like if I was on pills or something, and I need to talk about people that went through rehab. Who in your life went through rehab?
My ex-boyfriend.
Okay. And do you know his life history? Are you still in touch with him, please?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, we have a really bad connection, unfortunately.
It's a really bad connection.
Yeah. So you were saying that you felt someone that was connected to rehab or someone. Is that what you were saying, Siri?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes,
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, this is better now. Go ahead.
Do you know also, in regards to your ex-boyfriend, are you still in touch with him, please?
No.
Okay. I still feel like I need to just acknowledge in and around him either that he had a lot of struggles in his life, because I could just get a sense that there's this young lady that is just wanting to come through and just wanted to acknowledge the people that went through the rehab. And you're saying absolutely no to that. I'm going to switch gears completely. Now, here's the thing. Behind these two people, the wonderful young man that came through first with a sudden passing, and behind this girl, I feel like there's another spirit that I just want to just acknowledge really quickly. I know there's a woman that is wanting to come through. One thing that I do know about her is that she would have had a hard time getting around because I feel like there's swelling in her legs. She's showing me having swelling in her legs. This tells me that she would have had a heart problem before her passing, possibly edema or congestive heart failure. As I'm connecting to this woman also, I feel that her spirit would have been quite, it's a quiet spirit. I don't feel like she's very forceful with her opinions. I feel like she sort of stays back or she keeps back. I also do get a sense that the way she's coming across to me, she has a rounder face. I see that she also has thinner lips, because I feel like if she ever wore lipstick, it would have been very thin lips with her. I feel that she would have been in her 60s, possibly 70s. I actually feel like I need to push up into the 70s when she passes, because I feel like I'm 71 or 2 when she passes. And she's holding on to her chest. Do you understand any of this description? And I know that she's rounder in her figure, because I feel roundness with her. Do you understand any of this?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Do you understand this being your mother, please?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. Your mom is the one that is standing behind these two spirits, and your mom is the one that's just sort of saying that I've got them covered. I'm here on the other side, and I have to say to you that the angels are all around you, because I also feel like, Linda, I need to say that you send your mother angels.
Oh, really? Aw, that's so sweet.
There's something about you. There's something about you sending her the angels, and I also feel that I need to just say that I'm not sure if you have, like, do you have cravings for cookies, or are you, like, big into eating cookies?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Okay. It's interesting to me, because I never buy cookies, and rarely that I eat cookies, but your mom is showing me, like, a different, it's like Pepperidge Farm cookies, like, different types of cookies, and I feel like your mom is just, she just wanted to sort of, she comes across, you know how the Italians, they say mangia, mangia? I feel like your mom is a little later that she would have made sure that she wants you to eat well. I also feel that I feel like she's also talking about there has to be a connection to the month of May, because I feel like we need to celebrate the month of May.
Okay.
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 Because your mom is just sending a lot of love into the beginning of the month of May, because I'm right at the end of April going to the beginning of the month of May, and I feel like I'm in the sign of what I think is Taurus. So just know that your mom is around you and she hears your prayers. And she's also reminding you, Linda, that I feel like she's talking about you having a little bit of a bad knee or arthritic knee. Do you understand this, please?
No, not arthritic, no.
Okay. Okay. I need to talk about the person that is with you or around you that has issues in the right knee, because your mother...
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. There's a lot of noise in the back...
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that noise. It can be distractions, so if you can...
Okay, I'm really sorry about that.
That's okay.
Okay.
Okay,
I'm
going to
cut off the link because... Okay, I can't concentrate with all the noise in the background, so I'm just going to let you know that your mom is with you and she's just sending healing to the person who has the knee issue, okay?
All right, Linda, I hope this helps you in the time that we're together.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling Signs of Life Radio, Mediums and Messages. This is Angelina Diana. Our guest medium for this hour is Siri. And, you know, you brought up an interesting point. I think it's a good test of hearing the other side when there's a lot of physical distractions around you. You know, it can kind of throw you off a little bit, right?
Well, blasting out my eardrum, yes.
Yeah, it can. And I know, like, sometimes for fundraisers and things like that, you might be in a noisy room, and that could be a little challenging too. But I think it's also a good test of almost separating the physical and trying to hear, feel, or see the other side more. But I think it's true. Like when I do, I'm sure you do this too, like when you do phone readings, you ask the person to put themselves in a place where they're not distracted, where it's quiet, where they feel comfortable. Because if they can feel comfortable and at ease and they can take all of their energy and kind of throw it through the phone lines, they're putting all their attention there, it's easier to connect, right?
Absolutely, because it's very hard to concentrate when there's like things blasting in the background. It's very hard to listen to the voice of spirit and also having the other sound in your head.
Yeah, especially if they're the spirit's talkative. Yeah, if it's talkative and you're hearing other things, it can be distracting. Well, let's take our next caller on the line right now. Denise from New York has been waiting patiently. Good evening, Denise. How are you?
Hi, good evening. It's nice to meet both of you.
Oh, thank you so much for joining us on Mediums and Messages brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. Say hi to Siri and ask, do you want to give her a question or would you like a connection?
Hi, Siri. I'd actually like a connection. I had two anniversaries this past week.
Okay. Well, let's see what we can do about this. I have to say one thing. Just recently, Denise, did you just change your hair color or did you just get your hair done for some event that you're going to?
Yes, I colored my hair a couple of days ago.
Okay, because I have to say to you that you look really... Now, I've never seen you, but I'm just aware that there's a spirit
actually,
that
you
is
have
going
seen
to come
me.
Forward.
I've actually been
oh,
read
have
by
I?
You before. Yes.
Oh, have I? Okay, I don't remember. But anyway, all I'm being shown is that there's a man that is one in such four. This man feels to me like he has a vibrant energy. He is flying high. I also feel like he does not have a lot of weight on him. He actually feels to me like he's quite slender. He's very, very handsome. The way I see him also, I feel that he would have had either dirty blonde hair or he would have had brown hair because I feel like there's darker hair on him. And I also feel that when I'm talking about his eyes, I feel that I'm looking at eyes that are either blue or green. I feel like they have a lighter, there's a lighter color to them. There's a shine to them. And I feel like this man is stepping forward and he's talking about how fabulous you look lately.
Siri, can I interrupt you for a second?
Yes.
I guess I'm being told by the producers if you can take your phone a little bit away from the mic or the receiver, it might help with some of the sound disruptions we're getting. I'm sorry to interrupt your flow, but it might make it easier for us to hear you. We're having a hard time hearing.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah, the phone is now 3 feet away. Anyway,
you're perfect.
Denise, did you understand the young man that I was talking about?
You're saying he was a young man? Was he young when
he
passed?
No, let's just put it this way. He feels like he has young, vibrant energy. I didn't give you his age yet, but I feel like he feels to me like he has a young, vibrant energy. He may be a father, he may be an older brother. It's just that I feel like he's going above you, but I feel like he's used to him. I also do know that he does not have a lot of weight on him, but there's something about him and flying, because I have to be flying high. I also am aware that he would have had there's something about him having a little bit of a medical condition for his passion, because I feel like I'm running a fever or I'm going hot and cold. Do you understand any of this, please?
Some of it I understand, but the person that I'm thinking of wasn't slender, and I don't understand the reference of flying high. I understand the blue eyes and possible
and the dark,
condition,
and the dark hair.
You know, mental condition, kind of not being in the right mind when he passed. But he wasn't slender.
Okay. Bear with me for just a second, though. When we're talking about flying high, would you understand that he would have been a little bit out of his mind or not in either that he is...
That does make sense, yes.
Okay. Because I have to say to you that the way he comes across to me is that either he's on medication where he is out there, if he's being put in coma, I don't know what it is. It's just that I know that he's on some sort of medication, that he is high.
Yeah, it actually wasn't a medication. It was part of the medical condition that he kind of wasn't in his right mind.
Okay, if that is what it is, all I know is that he's... Okay, I just know that his mind, his consciousness is outside of his body when he passes. And I have to say to you also that would it also make sense to you that when he passes, that people, they thought he was suffering, but in reality, I don't feel like there's a lot of suffering taking place with him.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you said.
I'll say it again. In regards to him, would you understand that he didn't, that you thought he was suffering, but in reality, in his own experience, I feel like there's no suffering because I feel like he is out of his body. Literally, he's out of his body. Okay. But I have to say, though, that whatever takes place, now I'm going to say something that I'm not quite sure what I'm doing right now. Would you understand him also possibly having had a seizure or there's a neurological thing that kicks in where he is not able to move?
I'm gonna
rephrase this then. Would you understand him having a stiffness to his limbs or stiffness to his arms?
No.
Okay. I have to say it this way. I feel like he's trying to communicate something about not being able to move very easily. There's something about his movement is restricted, or I'm having a hard time moving around with him.
He kind of couldn't stand on his own. Wasn't particularly a stiffness of the limbs, but he couldn't stand on his own. He needed to be helped. He was in the hospital. He needed to be helped to the bathroom and that type of thing.
Yeah, that could be what she's picking up on. Yeah.
That's literally what I'm being shown, because I'm being shown somebody that has a hard time stretching his arms or stretching his limbs or having a hard time. I just know that I'm having a really hard time with him stretching my arms or stretching my limbs. Like, I'm just having a hard time with it. So just take it. Now, do you also understand this being a father figure to you, please?
Yes, that's who I was thinking it was.
Okay, wonderful, because I need to say father, dad is here, so your dad is coming through. And the other thing also, either he has really similar eyes to you, or there's something about you and he you look alike around the eye area. Do you understand this, please?
No, not at all.
Okay. I need to then, do you have another sibling? Do you have a brother, please?
Yes, I have a sister.
Okay. Okay. Would you understand
sister?
That your brother looks a lot, okay, I have to talk about your brother looks a lot like your dad.
I don't have a brother.
Okay, then it's your sister. There's something about talking about the other sibling that looks just like your dad in the eyes, and you're saying no to
that. He does. She looks exactly like him. The funny thing is, I saw my sister today, and I saw her from the side, and that thought came into my head, wow, she really looks so much like my father. I didn't say it out loud, but I actually thought that today.
Okay, my apology for thinking that this is your brother. It's just that, the energy that I'm getting on the other sibling is that a strong, strong energy, like a not a masculine energy, but strength to the energy. Now, I think that what Dad is trying to say to you then, because you know how, some women are very tender, and then you have those women that are just really kind of, tough, and nothing will ever beat them down? And the other thing also, would you also understand your dad had fluids on his heart or fluids on his lungs?
Not in his lungs, but there was a problem of accumulating fluids as part of his condition.
Okay, all I know is he's showing me building of the fluids. It's just that I feel like suddenly
there was
my body
a building
is fluid-like.
Fluid.
Okay, so your dad is the one that is actually coming through. I have to also talk about affinity for either I need to talk about the astrological sign of Leo, or I have to talk about the Lion King.
The Lion King?
Is a Leo. Okay, so she's a Leo, because I'm just being shown the Leo. And I need to send a lot of love to your sister. The other thing also, my sense is that your dad is also saying that your sister doesn't open up as much as you do, or your sister is not as connected as you are. And does that make sense to you, please, Denise?
Yes, that does make sense to me.
Okay, because I feel that I need to say to you from your dad, I feel like dad is wanting to say, if your sister could just open up just a little bit more, they would be so much easier to connect with her, because I feel like dad is able to connect with you. And also, I feel like dad either came to you, your dad came to you in your bathroom, or your dad came to you. There's something about seeing your dad from the corner of your eye.
Yes. It's a long story. Okay. I don't want to eat up your time, but yes, you're correct.
Do you understand that? Because I feel like suddenly I see dad, and I'm a little bit freaked out.
I just walked out of my bathroom last week, and my fan, which was off, was spinning slowing down. And I was wondering, who's here? Because that fan wasn't on, and I was coming out of the bathroom when I saw this thing out of the corner of my eye.
Yep, and that was dad. Because I feel like dad, and were you a little bit, a little bit... Okay, and were you a little bit freaked out by it? Because I feel like that is ooh, he's doing a trick on you. It's almost like a trick or treat.
No, I actually thought it was somebody playing a trick, and I wasn't at all freaked out. I actually said out loud, okay, who's here? And I was hoping there would be a follow-up sign, but I didn't get one.
Okay, well, now you know that this was done, because I feel like that is just wanting to come through, like Casper the Friendly Ghost, and just go boo with you. Now, when it comes to, because I also do know that your dad had a fantastic sense of humor. Like, he would be, your dad is able to play tricks on you. But I have to say, though, in regards to your sister, I wish that your sister would open up more. So could you please send love from your dad to your sister and ask her to open up to dad also, because I want to connect with your sister.
I will do that.
Okay, so just take your love, take dad's love.
He's the only one that I'm connecting with. So I'm hoping to hear from a woman also that would be by your dad's side. I feel like I just need to really quickly just acknowledge as a woman that is standing by your father's side. I feel that I need to say to you that she feels more like his mother than your mother, because I feel like I need to put her above your dad. I also see that she's not very tall. I'm getting the sense that she would have been just about 5'1", 5'2", at the most. And she's very nurturing.
Yes,
I also feel that she would have been...
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that she would have been very, very close to you in your life when you were just about... when you were like 3 or 4 years old, that you would have spent a lot of time in her house because your mom was out working or something, and I feel like she would have been sort of the mom number two.
Yeah, that would be my grandma. I spent a lot of time with her.
Okay.
And that,
so
and
now
it's
you
not
know that
his
your
mom,
grandma,
actually.
You...
It's my mom's mom.
Oh, it's your mom's mom. Okay. All I know is that the two of them are coming through together as in the mother and your, like your dad, and then as if it was his mother, mother-in-law, it's the same thing to me. It's just that I know that she's above him. And okay. And also in your family, do you understand that Italian connection, please?
No, I don't.
Okay. Then I'm going to switch it up. I'm going to switch it up a little bit. In your family, do you understand somebody that either loves to sing in public or loves to sing or loves to perform in public?
The only performer in my family that I know of is my cousin's daughter does dance recitals.
Okay, no, that's not what
and
it
I
is.
And I could see...
I think I may actually be...
Okay.
No, because I feel that I need to be singing, like I need to be singing out loud and I need to be sort of bursting the vocal cords. And I don't feel like it's a dance thing that I'm talking about. It feels more like a performance act of some sort.
No, I'm sorry, that doesn't make sense.
Okay.
That I can think
of. I'm going to see what he's trying to... Okay. Now, you say you live in New York, but New York is a huge, it's a huge, huge state. No, I'm going to stick to something. There's something about being involved in a community theater or being involved in a theater. Do you understand that, please?
I really don't. I don't.
Okay. Maybe it has to do with your cousin. Maybe it's just that I feel like I need to put someone on stage and I feel like they're performing in front of people and they're really enjoying it.
Yeah,
I think the best thing to do is to write it down, maybe, and
yes,
see if it if it connects to someone in your family. Because sometimes, and I know Siri will agree with this, that spirit will try to bring other people into the conversation, and they're trying to say a quick hello to someone that's here. So see if you can connect it that way.
Yeah, and I'm going to stick to it because now your dad is actually showing me. Your dad is showing me Lucille Ball, and so I feel like there's somebody that is in the family that is like a comedian. They like to be on stage. They like to be in front of people.
No, I really can't think of anyone.
Okay. I'm still going to leave it in you. Just take dad's love and take your grandmother's love also, and just know that they're with you, and your dad is going to be playing more tricks on you, Denise.
And they love
the new hair.
Thank you.
I hope that helps you.
Really
thank you for calling me.
Have a happy
messages.
Thanksgiving.
You too. Thank you,
you
so
too.
Much. We have our next
Thanks.
Caller on
Bye-bye.
The line. I believe it's Shirley, also from New York. I think she's still with us. Shirley?
Hi, it's Cheryl.
Cheryl, I'm sorry. The producer spelled it like Shirley.
That's okay.
My fault. My fault. I read it wrong. He's probably correct. Thank you for joining Mediums and Messages. We have our guest medium
Thank
for
you.
This hour. Thank you for being with us. We have Siri. Do you have a question for her, or would you like a connection?
A connection, please.
Okay, wonderful. Now, the first thing that I'm aware of that I need to just bring up with you, I'm actually wondering if I started talking about, you're not involved in any kind of a theater or performance, are you?
No.
No, okay. No, that was for the previous caller. Okay. The first thing that I'm actually aware of, I feel like there's a woman that has wanted to come forward for you. And one thing that I do know about this woman is she was a very well-dressed woman because I feel like I need to put on nice skirts and nice jackets, and I just feel like she's really nice in the way she is. It's almost like I'm being shown a woman that would have known a good quality piece of clothing from a so-so quality piece of clothing because she's coming across to me like with old-fashioned like Nina Ricci and those types of designers, so she would have known a little bit about good quality. As I'm connecting with her also more, I feel that in her younger days she may have been a smoker because I feel like she's kind of like lighting up a cigarette, but I also feel that in her later days she may not have been able to be a smoker. I also see that she would have had darker hair because I feel darker hair with her, and I also know that she would have kept it short. I feel wanting to say to you that somehow, some way, she's connected to your mother, or there's a motherly connection to her, and I feel also that in your life, Cheryl, do you understand the connection to the teacher or to the professor, please?
Teacher, no.
Okay. Have you found yourself ever being in the role of being a teacher to other people? I need to talk about you or somebody that is close to you that is either teaching, whether this is teaching in a classroom or what it is. I just need to talk about someone who's a teacher, and you're saying no to that.
Not in a classroom sense. Maybe where I work, teaching girls their jobs, maybe.
Okay, are you coaching? Okay, so you're in some capacity, you're teaching, or you're coaching other people to do their jobs or something. All I know is that I need to put you in a role where you are teaching, whether that is training for a job. It's the same thing to me. Teaching and training is the same thing, because I'm getting knowledge to other people. But with the woman that is coming through also, I feel that she would have had, I feel that she's actually coming through with, she's talking about having had stuff going on in her stomach area, and she's actually tapping on my stomach, and I feel actually quite nauseated with her. This tells me that she would have had a long-term issues with digestive issues. And I actually, I have to say to you that this would have been something that took time. Like, she dealt with this, especially for the last 3 months of her life. This would have been a very, very challenging time for her. Now, as I'm connected to her more, now on your mom's side of the family, do you understand there either being a lot of women in the family or like the three sisters?
I think it's like my mom, my aunt, and my grandmother.
Okay.
They
were all close. And do you understand the lady that I'm talking about that was very well dressed?
I'm thinking it sounds like my mom.
Okay, so she's in spirit.
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. And would you understand that your mother would be with two other women also in spirit that would have been very, very close?
It's probably her mom, my grandmother.
Yeah. With your mom, though. Go ahead.
Do we still have the caller?
Yes.
I'm not sure we have the caller anymore. Caller,
yeah,
you still
I'm
there?
Here. I'm
oh,
here.
Okay. Sorry. Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Wonderful. Okay. In regards to your mom, my sense of your mom is the one that is coming through to you, and I feel like your mom has a very interesting way of saying things, because she's talking about either you're looking for the signs or you look for the birds. Do you ever look for signs from spirit as you're looking into the sky?
Yes, always.
Okay, and because I feel like your mom is showing me a different selection of birds, and I'm not sure if you're looking for the black crows. But they're not black crows that you should be looking for. Either you should be looking for like cardinals or blue jays. But like, I think what your mom is saying, stop looking for the black crows, but look for. Now she's showing me. Your mom would have had a wonderful sense of humor. Do you remember the? She's being funny with me now, because she's showing me a clip from a Hitchcock movie called The Birds, where I think it's Gary Grant is driving somewhere, and then there's the flock of birds, and your mom is just saying, look up to the sky, you'll see all types of birds, but don't look for those birds that are like, you know, from the Hitchcock movie. So I feel that also, but you also understand, Cheryl, that do you ever feed the birds? Or do you have a bird feeder outside your house?
I don't. I mean, I have birds in the house. I have pet birds, but I do look for birds. That's true.
Okay, so you have the birds inside of the house. Because I was going to say to you, there's something about the birds that are right next to the window, or the birds that are right there by the house or in the house. And I feel like mom is actually laughing at them. With one of the birds that you have, would you understand this bird either being able to talk or do tricks?
Yes. Yeah, he talks.
Okay.
He talks.
Okay. I feel that your mom is wanting to poke the bird, because he's actually sort of like walking up to him and poking the bird and saying, talk to me. Because I feel like your mom actually had a wonderful, wonderful sense of humor.
Siri, we have about 20 seconds left, unfortunately. We have to start wrapping up the messages. Okay. I do apologize.
Okay. Well, Cheryl, just know that your mom is the one that is coming through for you, and she is with the two ladies in spirit, and know that when she comes in and around you, she says, keep on looking for the birds, keep on looking up into the sky, and if the bird is acting funny, know it's mom that is coming in and around you. So just a lot of love from mom to you, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you for calling the program. We really appreciate it. Really, thank you for taking time to listen to Mediums
thank
and Messages
you.
This evening. Thank you so much. I'm your host for this hour, Siri. I want to thank you so much for being our guest medium. Can you let everyone know how they can get a hold of you if they're interested in seeing what's going on in your schedule or having a private session?
Yeah, so my website is spiritoflight.com. That's spiritoflight.com. And if they want to get a phone session with me, the best way is to email me, or they can also, if they want to see me in person, I have a few events. I have classes coming up. So there's a lot of fun stuff going on taking place in this winter with me.
Thank you so much, Siri. We appreciate your time and the volunteerism that you give to the Forever Family Foundation. I want to thank everyone for joining us this evening. I've been your host for the hour, Angelina Diana, and I want to thank you so much for supporting the Forever Family Foundation. I want to remind you that your loved ones are only a heartbeat away, and science is going to prove it. Have a nice night, everyone.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.